Here at the Ag Media Summit, we're at the Ag Info Expo at the FMC booth. FMC, of course, sponsoring our coverage of Ag Media Summit this year, and we're very grateful to them and hope you are too. With me is Tim Thompson with FMC. And Tim, I understand that we are getting close to the final in the Anthem Stand to Be Heard contest. Tell us about the contest, when it started, and where we're at now.
This is the second year we've had the Stand to Be Heard contest. What it is for students who are in FFA, in NAMO, National Ag Marketing Association group, as well as 4-H, so ag students as a whole, that can actually sing the national anthem on video, submit that in, and then be voted for an opportunity to win up to $10,000 in scholarship.
Well, how many entries have you gotten?
We had over 225. We had 188 that actually qualified with all the mom and dad approving. And we had a great group of kids, north, south, east. We had 31 states represented across the U.S. We actually had, it got down to 20 students that were from the four regions, the Midwest, East, South, and North. And those 20 students were judged by a group of musically inclined people, whether from Nashville. Actually, we had one of the contestants from last year's finalists, and then we also had a NAMA representative, an FFA representative, and a 4-H representative, all with musical background that listened to the students and actually brought us our four finalists. We've got one, Alexander, the first young man that's made to the final from Nebraska, and then we have three young ladies, one from Indiana, one from North Carolina, and one from Ohio.
This is the second year that you've done this. So tell us how last year was and why you decided to continue this. Obviously, it was successful, and you felt like this was something worth continuing.
Well, at FMC, investing in farming's future is one of our logos and one of our taglines. And there's nothing better than to work with young people that are going to be in agriculture and helping drive the direction of agriculture in the future. FFA, 4-H, and NAMA is all very key in that whole process. And, you know, with the great students we had last year, we had probably 175 students that participated last year. We did change the contest a little bit where it was just a social media type of a contest last year where it was listen to the videos and make a vote. Where this year, it set the tone to start with the 185 participants, and then we qualified them by region, and then we had true musical judges take the next step to bring us to our final four. But it's been very well received, and we're hearing lots of good things from our customers, from people across the U.S. on it.
And it really grew out of a promotion for Anthem Herbicide.
That is correct. Anthem Herbicide, we introduced last year, new corn herbicide, Anthem and Anthem ATZ. We expect to have new registrations coming, so it'll be much broader across the U.S. with cereals, with potatoes, with peanuts, with cotton, with soybeans in the very near future. But a great grass product, longest residual of product on the market today, along with great broadleaf control for things like Palmer amaranth. We're really having a major issue for growers today.
Wow, that's great. So you've got the four finalists. When are you going to announce the winner?
Actually, we'll be going to Nashville next weekend and singing in front of the TV cameras and with a true band behind them. And then we'll have voting again. And then middle of September, we'll have announcement of a new winner.
Wow, this is exciting. And you feel like you're really connecting with the kids here and showing really what talent is out in rural America.
There's a ton of talent out there. Whether I've been to the 4-H National event, I know our folks have been to the FFA, and there's a lot of great kids that can get up in front of a camera and sing very, very well, and it's very nice to see them do that. I personally can't do that.
Me either. So we'll call it Rural America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Okay, Tim, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We really appreciate you guys coming out and get out, take a look at the videos on FMCcrop.com, and vote for your favorites because all four winners, all going to take $5,000 scholarships home. One's going to take a $10,000 scholarship, and they need your help to do that.
All right, good. Well, thanks so much. Here at the FMC exhibit at Ag Media Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.